The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But I am happy to be back, and I am happy to let you know, Danny Ruye, and everybody listening, that James Wood, one of the greatest Nationals of all time, is going to be slugging home runs in front of the entire world in the Home Run Derby in Atlanta, Georgia. So, luckily, no one had to vote for him to get there. It was nobody's obligation to help him get there, okay? No one had to get off their ass and do anything to support the local superstar. So, James Wood gets to go to the Home Run Derby and hit home runs at Truist Park in Atlanta with the curly W on his hat. Cannot wait to see the big fella, all 6 foot 7 inches of him, with that long, powerful swing hitting bolts in Atlanta. We have seen former Nationals greats Juan Soto and Bryce Harper very recently show well in the Home Run Derby. Harper won the thing. Did Soto win the Derby? Pretty sure he did.
Did he win one?
I think he did. We've got a Home Run Derby win out of Juan the Great. We've got a Home Run Derby win out of Bryce Harper. Might James Wood be next? That's my question.
It'd be pretty cool. So we know so far the big dumper, a.k.a. Cal Raleigh, will be there. We know that the home crowd will be pumped up for Ronald Acuna.
What's that guy know about hitting home runs anyway, that Cal Raleigh guy?
On pace for 68 or so, give or take,
as a catcher. He doesn't know a thing about it. Ronald Acuna in Atlanta, that one's going to be tough to top.
Yeah.
That's like Bryce at Nats Park when he was going full babyface and he was wearing the D.C. flag. He's like, wait, my Philly one? No, let me put that one back in my bag. That's not for a year. Where's the – do we have a D.C. one? I don't have one of those. Let me call my agent and pretend to like D.C. for a little bit. So he threw that one on.
Right.
I kid. It was an amazing night for the city.
It was so fun.
Very, very cool. I really found myself falling for Bryce Harper's antics. I was in love that night with the young man. That was a good show. He put on a great show.
So Acuna obviously started the year hurt. He has come back and been unbelievably good. Now it's stupid that he's an all-star, but the Atlanta Braves and their fans, they vote for all-stars, so here he is.
Yeah, if you're a Brave and you want to go to the all-star game, all you got to do is tell the fans.
You just ask.
They'll get you there.
Like, we're going to send Acuna, and he's gone.
Now, I'm not going to have a big problem. As you said, it's ridiculous that you play in 35 games and that's enough, but 9 home runs in 35 games, a .350 average, and a .1060 OPS. He's been the best player in baseball since the day he returned.
Yeah, since he came back. So, and that's a hometown thing. The Home Run Derby, at the end of the day, doesn't really mean anything. Nobody's, you get an award, and it's nice, and it's fun. But that's all it is. There's a trophy with it. But you know what I mean? You're not hanging a banner. You're not doing something. It's a really fun showcase event that where competitive guys are going at it. It's more significant maybe than the dunk contest. But it's up there with some of the cool all-star things, but it's the end of the day, I don't know how much it really means.
Also, you've been on record. You're not a Home Run Derby guy, which is kind of odd. Because you hit home runs in college, baseball. I don't, that really doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I feel like that would mean you like the home run derby. But interestingly, it's just not, you don't love it.
So over the years, I always felt like it was too long. Too much Chris Berman. Like, the amount of Berman ruined my joy with, you know, it's an analogies. His, now his voice is hoarse, and he's brack, 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 brack. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't anymore. So it's better now, but still, there's no great way to do it. I find that the telecast drags.
So there was a time in my life where it was jumping the shark from a Berman standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, Berman up to 11, I can deal with. The knob allowed him to go to like 16.
Yeah, it broke.
Where every, he would write down towns, and he's like, all the way to Bethesda.
And you're like,
that one landed in McLean. Woodbridge, look out. You know, and it's just like,
back to Sterling.
He's like, Lorton, Virginia. It's incoming. And it's like, okay, guy. Okay. Let's, can we turn it down?
I mean, it went 426. It was a nice shot, but it's not.
Gaithersburg, it's your turn. Right. We get it, man. We get the bit. But I do miss Chris Berman on the home run derby a little bit.
Mm.
The problem is you need to bring back 75% of him, and he doesn't have that gear. So it's like,
he doesn't have third gear.
Exactly.
Yeah, on the shifter.
If you don't get third gear, would you rather have, and I would probably for a year do it and then get a break.
Yeah.
But I do miss him a little bit. But
he's either asleep or pushing it into the red.
Who else do we have confirmed? We got Cal Raleigh. We've got Ronald Acuna. We've got James Wood. Who else?
I think that's all I know.
That's all we know?
To this point, yeah.
That's a hell of a start, though. Your boy is going to be in Atlanta. Barring anything unforeseen happening, if everything goes swimmingly here in the next couple of days with the baby, I'm going to be hosting the draft show in Atlanta. The Nats have the number one pick for MLB Network Radio. And then I'll be on site on the field before the home run derby. So this will be one of the most exciting experiences for me. Obviously, Bryce and Soto were pretty cool too. But James Wood being down there taking his hacks, I get sized, I believe is the term.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to say
it.
Yeah,
or is it sized?
Sized, yeah.
Will, you're a home run derby this year. You're a home run derby guy this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to watch it. I don't think I hate it or I'm out on it. It's not one of my favorite things. I don't love it as
much.
How
about this?
Yeah.
Level of intrigue in the derby with no Nationals, 1 to 10.
3.5.
Oh, God, you hate it.
I don't hate
it. You hate it.
I don't hate that.
A 3.5 out of 10?
I mean, it's what else is on? There's nothing sports-related on. I'm going to watch it.
A 1 or a 2 means if it's in your backyard, you're closing the blinds.
No.
A 3.5 means if you, like, go to it, you might stick to it till commercial, but then you're going to go find Back to the Future on TMC or something.
Happy anniversary, Back to the Future, by the way. Yeah, maybe my scale's a bit more watered down. Like, 10 out of 10 is a Nationals World Series game.
James Woods participating this year, 1 to 10 interest.
6.
I will accept that.
Yeah. So like, there have been great memories. I mean, like, the Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium is, like, something I will never forget.
The best.
That round where he hit 2 trillion home runs, numbers approximate, or Bobby Abreu putting on a show, or Adley Rutschman, who barely got out of the first round, homering from both sides of the plate.
That was in Seattle.
In a round, I'm going, that's stupid. So, they're good memories, but there's so much of it that sort of blends in, and then, you know, there's some topspin line drives, and guys kind of get out of their swing, and it's, I don't know, like, you got to sift through a lot. It's like the dunk contest for me. Like, there have been some incredible...
No, it's not.
It
Come
is.
On. The dunk contest stinks.
There have been some incredibly memorable, awesome, unbelievable moments, but you got to sift through a lot of, like, am I allowed to dunk that? Does that count as an attempt even though I missed it? Do I do it again?
But you don't have to do that in the home run derby. Did it go over the wall or it didn't? It's pretty simple.
Right, but it gets kind of repetitive when it's like top spin line drive, because guys are trying to lift and separate, and then rounds kind of bleed into each other.
I wonder if a lot of people feel that way, where they view it as the same level of entertaining as the horrendously awful, overplayed, and not interesting in many years dunk contest. I hope that's not the case, but I guess it's possible. But you're a 3.5 normally, and you're a 6 now that James Wood's in it.
Yes.
I would say I'm an 8 normally and a 10 with James Wood in it. Darris, are you a home run derby guy? And your reaction to James Wood of the Washington Nationals, one of the great Nationals of all time already, at just 22 years old, being in the home run derby?
Absolutely a home run derby guy. 100% watch it every year.
1
from
to
start
10
to
level
finish.
Of interest normally?
Normally 9. 9 to 9.5.
So
I watch it.
Right,
I'm all in every year. And as you know, I was the one to break the news to you guys.
You were?
That James Wood was going to participate in the derby. So that would let you know I am thrilled. I'm so excited our guy is going to be in it.
Darris Passon over here. Darris Rosenthal during the show meeting. I believe this was the tone.
Darris Olmey.
He picked up his phone and he goes, oh my God, James Wood's in the home run derby. Best moment of my day so far. And I got to say, I needed that moment.
There you go. A little pick me up.
Ryan, home run derby guy?
Home run derby guy. And also, let me just say this. Chris Berman crushes the home run derby every single year. Like, give me Chris Berman all the time.
As in ruins and destroys?
No, like makes it and makes it a more fun experience. Like, back. I love it. I love it.
I got to say, there was a time where I was so over it where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I miss him.
Yep.
I miss him now. And I part of it I probably is I've been at them now. So I've been on site. I have not watched on TV probably in like 10 years. I think I've been at the last 10 or so. That could be part of it. But if I was sitting at home and had no choice but to listen to every back, maybe I'd feel different. But I think I miss a Chris Berman.
I got another decade or so before I'll get nostalgic about it.
No,
I
mean, it's so good. Like he crushes that, bro. I think that is his best work, actually. It is awesome.
James Wood, slugging home.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Runs in front of the world. This, to me, is such a no-brainer. This is not his general way of operation in the sense that I don't think James Wood is a guy that really enjoys the spotlight. He doesn't really exude excitement or energy or any kind of interest in doing whatever he's doing. I mean, he is so nonchalant, and his face is always unfazed, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I walk up to him and I see him at the ballpark, he gets kind of like this wry smile as I get close to him because he knows I'm probably about to say some kind of zing about the Giants or whatever, which is normally how I greet him. But it's always like the same. It's like, hey, man, how are you?
Yeah.
And it's just
how's
like,
it going?
He is one of the most unique personalities for a superstar athlete I've ever seen.
5 for 5, 2 home runs, 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts. Hey, how's it going, guys? You know what I mean? Like the even keel.
This is going to sound negative. It's probably actually the opposite. I think it's part of the reason why at 22 he's already one of the best players in the game. Do you remember a lower energy superstar athlete? And the reason that's kind of an oxymoron is athleticism is an activity. It is there's an energy to it. It's physical, right? The twitch and the swing and him running in the outfield and the base paths. Like, it's one thing to be a really low energy librarian. Like, I would get that. If you have no energy and you work at a doctor's office, like taking calls, you're like, Dr. Ruiz's office. Yes, I'll put you on hold. Like, this is a dude who everything he does with tools is loud, right? But then out coming off the field, he's like back at the dugout. What color is the Gatorade today? Orange or blue? Like, that's just his all the time setting. And I'd imagine if we're on the team charter, or we're in the clubhouse, or we're at dinner with the guys, there's probably a time where he breaks character and he chuckles. Or like,
do you think he's guffawed?
I don't think he's ever guffawed. Like, I bet you there's a time where James Wood, like, raises his voice, where he's like, Nassim, get over here! And he wants to show Nassim Nunez something, his boy. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I think it's probably happened.
Hmm.
But I don't remember a player really, really good in sports who's like a lower energy individual.
Me neither.
Than him.
Me neither. And in any sport, I mean, there have been quiet guys, but it's different than that. It's not about quiet. Like when you combine his quietness, his personality, with the ease of his gait and movement, that's the best way to put it. That's the best way to quantify it. Now, and then it sounds like we're saying he's not trying, which is the opposite, which is people that don't know what they're talking about will look at him and go, why isn't he hustling? And he covers more ground than 99% of people on the planet. But to that point, I can't think of somebody because, he's basically like the opposite of Isaiah Pacheco. You know how that guy looks like he just got out of a cage and he's so excited to be free and he's just running around and every arm and leg is moving at a million miles an hour and like he's just bouncing off people? Whatever the opposite of that is, stretched out to 6'7", is James Wood.
Now the world's going to get to watch him in the home run derby. I'm fired up. I don't know if this was his idea or if someone comes to him and says, hey, baseball wants you to do this. What do you think? But I'm very glad he's doing it. It's great for him and it's really good for the Nationals. But most importantly, when you're James Wood and you're playing on a bad team and you're not getting the national credit necessarily that you deserve as a top five OPS guy and a superstar, I mean, he now cracked the top five in MVP odds this week. He's not going to win the MVP because he's on a horrendous roster. But you can make the case, overall, we're just talking value, right? That's what we're saying. Take him off the Nats, what are they? Take any player off that team, what are they? He's every bit as valuable to this team as just about anybody in baseball, so it checks out to me. But the way you rise your star is by taking part in these events, and there's nothing quite like the Derby, in my opinion, to do it, because even on Derby night, all of the All-Stars are there. Like, the way that day works is the All-Stars for Major League Baseball take batting practice before the Home Run Derby. They're in uniform. They're in the locker room, and their families are all down on the field. So you've seen it for years where they like got their camcorders out.
Yeah.
Guys can leave, and I'm sure they will. A lot of guys are going to make dinner reservations somewhere in Atlanta, and they'll go hang out with their family. But a ton of them stay, and baseball's All-Stars are all watching you. Number one. Number two, this, I think, increases the likeliness that he's going to be an All-Star, which he almost certainly will anyway. If he wasn't, it was just criminal and a shame. But because he wasn't voted in, you've left it up to baseball now, and you'll see what happens. But I think this makes it more likely he's an All-Star. But this is how you start to get that attention. Go out, put on a show, do a nice job. Worst case scenario, you do poorly in the Home Run Derby, and nobody cares.
Yeah, there's no issue.
I mean, maybe it's embarrassing for him in the moment, as a lot of people are watching. But it would be hard for James Wood to not do well in the Home Run Derby. I mean, it's it's kind of like you were put on this earth to have a good batting practice round. I'll bet he's going to be fine. But it's only upside. You come out of this, more people know who you are, more people talk about your season, they show some of your stats and talk about the year you've had during the Derby. Just the ultimate no-brainer. Fired up, great news for the Nats. Really excited for DC sports fans today. James Wood to take part in the 2025 T-Mobile Home Run Derby in Atlanta.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.